Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Chicago is a city of neighborhoods. Boys Town, well, most think that nickname first started being used in the 1980s to describe Chicago's Northside gay neighborhood near Wrigley Field. Many LGBTQ activists want to drop the name. They believe it excludes lesbian, transgender, and other queer residents and visitors. Last summer, more than 1,500 people signed an online petition demanding a name change. And at the end of May, as Pride Month was getting underway, Boys Town street banners were replaced with ones reading North Alsted to highlight geography instead of gender. Is it a welcome change or a mixed message? Here to discuss is Lake Allen, acting executive director of the North Alsted Business Alliance. Also with us is Devlin Camp, producer and host of the podcast Queer Serial, and author of last summer's petition drive to drop the Boys Town name. And joining them is Jonathan Pugh, a resident of the neighborhood. He served as past vice president of the Chicago Gay Men's Chorus and is the current president of Allegrezza, a community chorus. And while this petition to eliminate the Boys Town name is new, Devlin Camp knows there's a history behind the issue.
It's actually been an ongoing discussion since I've been working in the neighborhood since 2013. A lot of my queer coworkers and I have talked about the problems that the name perpetuates. And then last summer, the Brave Space Alliance was working on a Black Lives Matter march to replace the canceled Pride Parade during COVID. And they had to drop out of this march because they said the North Halsted Business Alliance was tokenizing their name for clout. And we said, you know, this is the summer we should finally address these big issues. And we thought one small thing we could do to contribute to this conversation was help get rid of this name.
Hundreds of people were out in North Alsted yesterday, Devlin. They were decrying Boys Town bigotry and demanding inclusion in the Drag Lives for Change March. Now, you've been working in this neighborhood since 2013. You are also gender non-binary. How would you say that you're treated by the residents and the business owners and people who visit the neighborhood?
Personally, I've advantaged from white privilege for a long time, cis male privilege until I began my transition. But I've seen my lesbian friends be degraded by gay men in the neighborhood. I've seen the transphobia in my workplace, my coworkers being called he, she. We all have countless stories working in this neighborhood. And you can read them all in the press and Windy City Times and the Chicago Reader of racist security, businesses selling Confederate flags, microaggressions in the workplace, banning rap music. I mean, the list goes on.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lake, I want to bring you in here. When the petition drive was going on, the North Alsted Business Alliance also was commissioning a survey about the name change. So who did you survey and what did you find out?
That's correct. So we wanted to do a survey, which was an internal survey. It wasn't, you know, scientifically done by an outside firm. We wanted to just hear feedback from the community. So we posted it out on our social media channels. We encouraged our businesses and our alliance to post it out on their social media channels. We even had many put flyers up in businesses so we can get as many respondents as we possibly could to see, you know, what the community thought of Boys Town and how it made them feel. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the things that we learned from it were interesting. So overwhelmingly, people felt that the name Boys Town did not make them feel unwelcome. About 80% said that they didn't have any negative affiliation with the name, and 58% were in favor of actually keeping the Boys Town moniker. However, there was 20% that did feel that the name was unwelcoming. So we took that as a call to action to stop using the name in our marketing. It's also important to know that the North Halsted Business Alliance has only used the term Boys Town in our marketing since summer of 18.
Now, your business alliance is also the one who got the new banners that say North Alsted, which has made people more aware of the naming issue, right?
Correct. So the banners change frequently throughout the year, typically with North Alsted Market Days and Chicago Pride Fest. But not having those last year, the Boys Town banners did stay up for quite some time. So this year, when we had the funds from our new budget, we changed it to our old slogan, which we created in 2014, Chicago's Proudest Neighborhood.
Jonathan, let's turn to you now. What is the significance of the name Boys Town to you?
I've been going to Boys Town for about 26 years, basically, when I first got into college, and that's always what it was been. That's always the name of the area for me. And it meant a lot, actually. It's probably going to stick with me for the rest of my life, but I see why changing it would be very important to be more inclusive to people that see the area as an important place to be able to go and be themselves. I think that the issue I think some people have, myself included, is that it was like the name was eliminated. It wasn't changed to something to be more inclusive. I understand why the change needs to happen. There's so many people that don't feel included in the area. And finding a name that was inclusive of the queer people, gender inclusive, all different races, whatever needed to be included in that area, it would have been nice to have a name that really included that. To me, going back to North Halsted, it eliminates any kind of association it had to the community that it is.
Devlin, do you see these new banners as a sign of progress?
I do, but I also agree that a more inclusive name would be better. With the petition, and I've been pushing toward calling the neighborhood the Legacy Walk, because we have these rainbow pylons down the strip of businesses, and they have plaques that explain our intersectional queer history. And I think calling it Legacy Walk connotes that we have a deep intersectional history. It connotes that there is a strip of businesses to walk down, and it's already a city-recognized historic monument. But hopefully a name like that can stick so that we can let tourists and other people know that this is the space for queer people.
You know, as I listen to Jonathan talk about inclusivity, Lake, is it true that 9 of the 11 members of the North Halsted Business Alliance board of directors are white men and that there are no women?
It is incorrect that there are no women. We do have a woman on staff.
Okay.
She happens to be a woman of color. Her name is Robin Gay. She is a director over at Howard Brown. So it's important to realize that the North Halsted Business Alliance is made up of volunteers. The volunteers, they self-nominate and they are elected by the other businesses in the group. We have been struggling to find people that want to join the alliance. I mean, it's hard enough running a business and wearing so many hats to volunteer additional time to help out your competitors and fellow businesses. It's a big call, especially during a pandemic.
Jonathan, I want to circle back to you. You talked about the decades that you've been visiting Boys Town. You used to live there. You grew up in rural Michigan as well. And I wonder, when you were growing up, Jonathan, was Boys Town seen as this sort of safe place, this haven for gay men who might not be accepted in their home communities?
Oh, absolutely. I grew up in far northern Michigan. Lovely town on the east side of the state. But knowing that Chicago had this area, of course, this was like the calling ground in the Midwest for gay people to be able to go to and feel safe, I wanted to move there. That was where I wanted to end up. And eventually I did. And it was always kind of the Emerald City that we wanted to get to. So for me, Boys Town was just always the name, always the place and the location I wanted to be. It was really interesting to have the conversation and have to think about all of this, because I think for myself included, so many people spent so much time focused on, I'm gay, I want to come out, I need to tell my parents, I want to find a place to live that's safe, that they've forgotten or didn't know about other parts of the community that needed to be lifted up and feel safe as well. So I think going into Boys Town and changing a name is a great first step. But also we need to change the people that spend time there and the mentality that they have towards these other groups and making sure they feel included. I'm not sure just the name change is going to do that.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about calling it North Halsted, Jonathan, specifically?
It's a great name, but I'm not sure that that's the right name for that particular part of town. It's not a good replacement for Boys Town.
Jonathan, are you concerned at all that people will maybe have a harder time finding it if the name changes?
I don't know if finding it's going to be an issue, but it's not going to have the same draw.
Devlin, how about you? How do you feel about the name North Halsted?
I'm fine with the name. Like I said, I think Legacy Walk would be a better name, but
yeah.
I mean, Greenwich Village still draws queer people. The Castro still draws queer people. These are all geographic queer neighborhoods. But I agree with Jonathan that the name change is not even the main concern. It's a symbolic gesture where activists are looking for a radical change of heart in these business owners who interact with trans people and people of color. And their main focus is making money, which absolutely makes sense. They're business owners, but they might even make more money if they better understand the intersections of queer identity and eliminate all of the ways they perpetuate bigotry inside their workplaces.
Mm-hmm.
It, if they're going to make money off of our culture, they should understand our community and how to interact with all of us.
Lake, what do you think about how others feel about that name specifically, North Allstead?
The name has been the name since the pylons went up in 1997. And everyone is correct that it is just a geographical name, and it doesn't necessarily imbue pride or talk about our LGBTQ plus history like the Legacy Walk does. And we're super excited that that is now a historical landmark so that it will always be there. But the name on those pylons that are now historic landmark has said North Allstead since 97. And Boys Town has been a nickname, and you rarely get to choose your own nickname. Our mandate by our survey was to stop using that in our marketing, which we have. But Devlin is absolutely correct. A name change is one thing, and there's a lot more work to do. We're really excited about working with the Professional Adult, led by Karen Young, to do a series of inclusivity and equity trainings for our different businesses. Earlier this year, I believe it was the middle of January, late January, we did training with Karen for our board. Mm-hmm. That was followed a few months later by a training for our managers and leaders in our several businesses, and most recently a training for our frontline staff for some of our hospitality businesses.
You mentioned you stopped using it in your marketing. Are business owners concerned, though, that marketing the area as North Allstead is going to make it less recognizable as Chicago's LGBTQ neighborhood?
And that's understandable. The two biggest events that we do are the North Allstead Market Days, which have been called the North Allstead Market Days for as long as I think we've been doing them, mm-hmm. and Chicago's Pride Fest. None of our big names have ever said Boys Town, and from a geographic standpoint, the banners have only said Boys Town since 2018. Businesses, by all means, are going to market their businesses whatever in their best interest. And I'm sure several of them are still going to market themselves as Boys Town.
We'll have to leave it there. Our thanks to Lake Allen of the North Allstead Business Alliance, podcaster Devlin Camp, and Jonathan Pugh. And that's today's Reset. We hope you value conversations like the one you just heard. If so, help us spread the word. Give this podcast a quick rating and review. It really makes a difference. Just one review will work the algorithms to help people find us. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thanks for listening. We'll meet again tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.